What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Prime Time Sports Fix Show. And I'm your host, Royce Morgan, coming at you again to satisfy your sports fix. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Make sure you guys all follow us on Twitter. All of our new updates, all of our free content, all of our daily fantasy sports betting, all those picks are going to be on that Twitter. So make sure you're following us on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on the gram, Instagram, at PrimetimeSportsFix on Instagram. And like us on Facebook.com/PrimetimeSportsFix. And make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube.com and type in PrimetimeSportsFix. Subscribe and like one of our newest videos. Gonna be a lot more video content coming on there. On this episode, we are getting into NFL Week 12 recap and our Primetime Sports Fix. Our top teams in the NBA are in our NBA tier. These are the top teams in the NBA. Break those down super quick. Not gonna get into a whole lot of depth, but we're gonna get to that, and we're gonna break down the NBA daily fantasy slate on this December 1st of the month. We're going to get into all of that on this podcast, and we're going to try to get to it in a timely manner. Don't want to make this a super long podcast. I do appreciate all of you hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving and great holiday. I recently had surgery in the dentist, so that is why there has been no new podcast recently, and I had a lot of things going on after the holiday, so that is the reason why there was no podcast. But we are back now. Sit back and relax, and on the other side of this, we're gonna get to the NFL biggest takeaways, week 12 recap, hot takes, and the NBA top teams. We're gonna get to all that on the Primetime Sports Fix right after this. Don't you go anywhere. All right, we are back on the Primetime Sports Fix show and podcast. Getting into the NFL, a week 12 recap, another crazy week in the NFL. Not as many crazy upsets. We had the Chiefs on bye and a couple other teams on bye. So teams, the biggest matchup of the week was the Packers and Rams game. And Aaron Rodgers put it on the Rams again. And I really was liking the LA Rams after the Von Miller, Odell Beckham signing. Now, it is apparent they are missing Robert Woods, and they are not playing physical football. They are not running the ball like a Sean McVay offense does, because they usually run the football in order to set up the play action and all the tricks he's doing. They would have went straight to a passing offense, and it's messing up everything. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are playing great. Besides him missing the game with COVID, Aaron Rodgers has been amazing this year. He is on track to be MVP again this year. The only other favorites are looking like Tom Brady. Like I said, even Josh Allen's not been playing well. So the MVP list is wide open. But it is going crazy this year for that. Some of the other big headlines of Week 12 and my favorite takeaways are the Ravens win a ugly game on Monday Night Football with turnovers everywhere, but Lamar Jackson does it again. So nothing surprises me there. 49ers beat the Vikings. Not a big surprise there. The Broncos beat the Chargers, and they are AFC West rivals, but oh my God, I cannot believe they won 20-13. Another crazy one there. The Bengals dominate the Steelers, and Ben Roethlisberger needs to retire. He needs to retire. It's over, bro. It's over. Just hang it up, bro. I'm serious. Big Ben, it's about that time, man. They need to not looking good. So I don't know what's, like I said, he looks like old as hell. Like old as hell. Like Tom Brady still look like he's playing like young. Ben Roethlisberger looks old as hell. And then of course we have the Buccaneers beating the Colts 30-31 in a very entertaining game. They were down most of the game, and Carson Wentz is playing very well. I want to give him some credit. But of course Tom Brady, the GOAT, comes back, and Leonard Fournette was the catalyst in this game. I believe he had 3 or 4 touchdowns in this game. It was ridiculous. Leonard Fournette, daily fantasy owners and all fantasy owners, you gotta love Leonard Fournette that week. I mean, if you had Leonard Fournette in your lineup, you were golden. So you got to love that. That was crazy for Leonard Fournette. A big game from him. Like I said, just like Jonathan Taylor the other week when he went for 4 or 5 touchdowns. It was ridiculous. I mean, I did not have him in my fantasy lines, which is very upsetting. And the crazy of the Dolphins dominate the Panthers. Now, I was thinking Cam Newton did not look good this game. I was hoping the Panthers would do a lot better, but they did not look good in this game. So the Dolphins definitely put it on them. Did not like that, but hoping for better for them. The Falcons beat the Jaguars 21-14. And the Jets are 1 again. I don't know why. And the Bills, 31-6. Bills Mafia had a pretty good game against the Saints. Of course, they are one of the biggest up and down teams that should be winning. And we have the Patriots won a big game again. The Patriots, I don't know how they are doing it with Mac Jones. Mac Jones had another good game, and Bill Belichick just keeps showing why he is a great coach. Their defense, and then Mac Jones actually threw for 300 yards this week. They won 36-13 against the Titans, outsmarted Mike Vrabel, and the Titans are not looking good. Every week they get more exposed without Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill needs the running back for play action. A lot of quarterbacks do, but Ryan Tannehill does especially need it. So a lot of crazy things going on. The biggest takeaways, like I said, are definitely the big game from Aaron Rodgers, the Patriots winning again, and of course Thanksgiving, the Cowboys in free fall. My favorite team, Dallas Cowboys, besides my Chicago Bears, are in free fall. They've had a lot of injuries. The wide receiver CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper did not play, but that is still not an excuse. They lost to the Oakland Raiders, did not look good. My Bears did pick up a W against the Lions, but and Matt Nagy saved the job for another week, so we'll see what happens there. But those are the big headlines and my biggest hot takes this week. I'm definitely like an Aaron Rodgers for MVP, or Patrick Mahomes if he can just bring it together these last 6 to 7 weeks of the season, and they finished first. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be my dark horse. Kyler Murray was definitely number one before he got hurt. Kyler Murray, I believe, will be coming back this week. So we'll see what happens there. So those are my biggest takes for the NFL. We are going to take a super quick break. Then we're going to get into the NBA, my top teams, primetime sports fix, top teams, top tiers in the NBA as of right now. And we're also going to get into the daily fantasy NBA slate tonight. And if I also, if we got time, I might do a quick one prop or one bet for tonight as well. Don't you go anywhere on the Prime Time Sports Fix Show. All right, we are back on the Prime Time Sports Fix Show, getting into the NBA, our top teams, NBA tiers. Now, these are not power rankings. These don't change strictly on record and strictly on the way the team is playing. It takes into account the way the team is playing, how they're going in the future as well. So we're going to look at the standings real quick, and then we're going to get to our top tiers. We do the Eastern and Western Conference. Like I said, but basically do our top 5 teams in the NBA general. But we're going to look at the standings right now. The Nets are number 1 in the East at 15-6. It's actually weird that they are number 1 in the East considering the struggles they've had. And James Harden early. James Harden had an amazing night last night against the Knicks. Balled out for real. Had 25 in the first half. So they're number 1 at 15-6. They're 8-2 in their last 10. My Chicago Bulls are number 2 at 14-8 with a big win against Charlotte and LaMelo Ball after their recent small games where they lost, and Vooch looked great. We got the Miami Heat at 3 at 13-8, and they are tied in a 3-way tie for third with the Heat, Wizards, and the Bucks at 3-4-5. Then we got the Hornets at 13-10 at 6th seed, the Knicks at 11-10 at 7, and the Cavaliers are tied with them 11-10 at 8. And then we got Philly. This is actually, you know, let me take this back. This is actually a 5-way tie for the 7th and 8th seed. The Knicks, Cavs, Sixers, Hawks, and Celtics are all 11-10. And under them are the Raptors at 9-13, the Pacers at 9-14, and the Pistons and Magic. So, the Eastern Conference is way better this year. Way better. As you can see right there, 11 teams are over 500 each. This has not happened And I don't know how long, in all my time watching the NBA, the East is not, I haven't seen them this deep, as far as deep. There's been a couple of years where the East has had, of course, the elite teams, one or two, but they have not, this is like the Western Conference deep. Now, as we look at the West, the East is actually doing better than the West, but the West, we got the Suns at number one over the Warriors. After that big win against them, they have now won 17 in a row. Was a great game. 18-3. Warriors are 18-3. The Jazz are 14-7. The Mavs are 10-9 in the fourth seed. And the Grizzlies, Clippers, and Timberwolves are tied at 5-6-7 with 11-10, 11-10, 11-10. The Lakers are 12-11. And the Lakers really need to move up this list. The Lakers really should be behind the Jazz at some point here, all these losses. Nuggets are 10-10, and the Blazers are 11-11. Everybody after them are under 500. The Kings, Spurs, Thunder, Pelicans, and the Rockets. So pretty much in both conferences, all top nine teams are at least 500 or better. Like 500 or better. This has not happened in a really long time. The depth in the NBA is amazing this year. So quickly giving my top teams in the East and West, and I'll just give my top teams. Like I said, even this is not according to standings. My top teams in the East, I'm going to put the Bucks at number one in the East. They're still not fully healthy. Giannis is back. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, they're back playing very good. Still are missing Brook Lopez and missing DiVincenzo with Grayson Allen. I have them number one still being the champions. And then I actually have the Bulls and the Heat as my second and third best teams. And then I have Brooklyn. Unless they get Kyrie back, I really do think the Bulls and the Heat are better than Brooklyn, as well as even with Kevin Durant being one of the even the best player in the NBA or top two with Giannis, I do have them, the Bulls, Heat, and Bucks over them. So the Nets are number four, and then I have the Wizards at number five as the best team in the East. As far as my Tigers go there. In the West, I have the Warriors a little bit better than the Suns as my top team in the West, because they're going to get Klay back and Wiseman. And I know we're not going to know what Klay's going to look like, but he will still be a great jump shooter. No matter his level of movement defensively, he will still be a great shooter no matter what. So that will help. And getting Wiseman back will make them, I think, the best team in the West. Suns are number two. After that, I'm going to go Jazz number three. And after that, I'm probably going to go the Lakers, even though their record is not showing it. LeBron just got into COVID protocol. He might be out 10 days. Crazy stretch for LeBron, who's had a lot of stuff going on. So those are my top tiers in the East and West. So just in the general, in the league, my top tiers, I'm going to go as the Warriors number one, the Suns number two, then I'm going to go Milwaukee number three, and I'm going to go Miami and the Chicago Bulls in my top five. My Chicago Bulls shot down in the top five as my top tiers in the primetime sports. This is my top five, not yours. This is my top five looking at everything. And this is always not according to just their record or only their recent play. It takes that into account, but it's going to be how they look going forward and also in the actual playoffs here. So that is the top five teams I believe that can compete to win it as a top tiers team. Brooklyn is on that bubble here, but without Kyrie, I think they're a team that will make it to the second round. And I'm not sure they could make it past the second round. It just depends on the matchup. But I think the Miami Heat, the Bulls, and Milwaukee is better than Brooklyn. And that might be a hot take, but I got to do it because James Harden is playing better here, and they don't have Kyrie, but you look right now, they are missing Joe Harris, so I will give them that, and LaMarcus Aldridge has played great. I just don't know if their role players are good enough in a playoff series when you can key in on KD and James Harden, who does not play well in the playoffs and does not get the calls. Even though he started to get fouls again, he does not get those calls in the playoffs as much. And he has abysmal performances and what I would call choke artists. Choke artists in the playoffs. So those are my top five teams. Top five teams in the NBA. Primetime Sports Fix. That's my top five, not yours. We're going to take one quick last break, and then we're going to get into the daily fantasy slate. My top plays for the NBA 9-game slate. We're going to break it all down for you. And if I got time, I'll give you a quick one betting pick or prop on the Primetime Sports Fix Show. Don't you go anywhere. All right, we are back on the Primetime Sports Fix Show, getting into the NBA DFS slate for December 1st. The main slate, we got 9 games. We're going to get into the Vegas totals, implied over-unders, and spreads. And we're also going to get a look at my top plays for positions and touch on the injuries real quick. If I got time, I'll give one player prop and one bet as well here. So looking at the implied totals first, we got Milwaukee as the highest implied total on the slate going against Charlotte. They have 120 implied total at 231 over under, and both these teams play at an extremely fast pace. Charlotte, I believe, is number one or two, and the Bucks are in the top five. So I love targeting this game tonight on the DFS slate. I just see a lot of value in this game. I cannot wait to play in this Charlotte-Milwaukee game. The next highest total is the Clippers against Sacramento. Now, this is interesting because Paul George has been ruled out, but Sacramento does not play, besides Davion Mitchell, they do not play a lot of defense. So they're number two. The over-under on that game is a 216 total. And we got Washington and Minnesota. Washington has 110 implied total, 216 over under. One thing I did want to mention, the spread on the Milwaukee game is -9. So interesting, a big spread on that, as well as the Clippers Sacramento game. I think that game will stay closer without no Paul George, though. And then the Wizards Minnesota game, that is a -4.5 on the spread, 216 implied total. And another game that I'm definitely targeting is going to be this Indiana Atlanta game. This is probably, I think, the second highest total on the slate with the 218. Indiana does not play no defense. They have some good players, but they're not playing to do. Atlanta's defense is not what it was the second half of last year, as well as the playoffs. Nathan Miller still trying to get this defense right. They are playing a lot better. Atlanta, they had a recent winning streak. They just lost to New York, but they had a 6 or 7 game winning streak, playing a lot better. So that's going to be a big game to target as well. So looking at a couple of the quick injuries, the biggest injuries on the slate so far, we got Bam. He is out for multiple weeks. And we got Paul George, who's going to be out as well. And then we just got ruled out. Josh Giddey is going to be out. Mike Muscala and Darius Bazley is going to be questionable. And we also got Jimmy Butler as a game time decision as well. So those are the injuries. So getting into my top plays for position, I'm going to try to give you two picks for each position: point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. I can't guarantee, like I said, some of them will be stars, some of them will be value plays. I'll definitely try to give you guys some value. I can't give you all stars because we can't fit them with the salary. So looking at point guard, rated number one, I have Luka Doncic. He is going against New Orleans, 216 over under. Luka is averaging 48.9 fantasy points a game. His last 3 games, he's getting 51, 49, and 53. He's getting 36 usage rate. We know Luka plays great. He's had 45 points the last couple games against this opponent. They are ranked 21st in defense and are 18th against point guards. So love me some Luka Doncic in this Dallas North game. Is my top play at point guard. Coming in after him, I kind of have a tie here at point guard. After him, I got LaMelo Ball and Trae Young. LaMelo Ball is 9,600, and I got Trae Young at 9,400. Both of them are projected very similar. Going to be great high-scoring games. Love both of them. If you're looking for a quick value play, it'll be a quick value play because point guard is a very deep position. I'm going to go with Monte Morris going against Orlando. Monte Morris, of course, is playing a lot of minutes with the injuries, and Austin Rivers is supposed to be out tonight. He is 4,800 on FanDuel. Like him as well for a value play. Gonna move over to shooting guard. We have
Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is 8,700, so he's a top play. Jimmy Butler is a top play if he's playing. He is questionable right now. He has a tailbone injury. So Jimmy Butler's a top play at shooting guard. But Bradley Beal will come in next. And then we got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is a point guard and shooting guard eligible. Both Bradley Beal and Shai will be my top targets after Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is not going to play. Bradley Beal has a projection of 38. And Shai has a projection of 35. So those two, I love them in those positions as well for that. So getting into anybody, a quick value play. I also like Anthony Edwards tonight. Going down, see if there's any quick value for you guys. I do like Terrence Mann with Paul George out. He is 4,800. He's going to get a lot more playing time. The Sacramento Kings is 26th in defense and 26th against the shooting guard position. So definitely like that for a value play at shooting guard if you're looking for a value play at shooting guard. Moving on, we're going to move on to small forward. We got Giannis, small forward, power forward eligible. Giannis, I do not care the salary. The salary is at 11.2. Unless you think this is going to be a blowout, which I don't care if it's a blowout, I'm locking in Giannis in all of my lineups. I mean, unless I might have one lineup that's going to be contrarian, but I just don't see Giannis. Ownership may be pretty high, but Giannis is 11-2, going against Charlotte, highest paced game, highest implied total on the slate. He is the 29th ranked defense in Charlotte, and they're ranked 26th against small four and power fours. Giannis averaging 55 fantasy points a game, last three, 44, 52, and 60. He's got 34% usage rate. He's had 66 in his last couple games against Charlotte. 63 and then 69. He didn't play in one. So Giannis is the lock of the slate. I don't care the ownership. Giannis is, bar none, the best play on the slate. I don't care who you're playing or who you're looking at. Giannis is the best play on the slate. After him, we're looking at, like I said, Jimmy Butler is questionable, Anthony Edwards, and Miles Bridges. Anthony Edwards is coming in. Let me take that back. Anthony Edwards is questionable with a illness. So Anthony Edwards, but he's 8,100. He is a projected high. So if Anthony Edwards with Jimmy Butler not playing, I'm going with Miles Bridges, and I like Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris, and I like Brandon Ingram as well. Brandon Ingram, of course, with Valanciunas, those two are getting all the usage right now. But Miles Bridges, he's got 38 fantasy points. Love Miles Bridges and Tobias Harris today. They're both projected for over 37 fantasy points for this game. Also like me some Chris Middleton if you're looking for a pivot to some of these guys. Chris Middleton, of course, is playing in the highest implied total on the slate. Chris Middleton is looking like a great play. So love Chris Middleton as well if you're looking for another small forward position option there. Moving on, we're going to move on to power forward. Power forward, we got Christian Wood. Of course, Giannis is number one there. Christian Wood and Sabonis are the top two options at power forward. Christian Wood has been on a tear recently. He's averaging 37 points a game. His last three fans, he's getting 59, 62, and 41 his last three games. He's 8,600. He is averaging 50 against Oklahoma City this last couple games. His last three, he had 59, 30, and then 60. So Christian Wood is a beast against OKC, so love him. Indiana, Atlanta, Sabonis just had a triple-double last game. He's averaging 39 fantasy points a game. His last three, 60, 21, and 44. Sabonis against Atlanta, his last three, 47 fantasy points those last three games, 52, 44, and 43. Love me some Sabonis as well on that slate. If you're looking for any value at power forward, I'd probably go down. Look at, there's not too many good value plays at power forward I'm liking. PJ Washington is someone I would like. He is going against Milwaukee, and of course, in the highest implied total, highest implied pace on the slate. He has been shooting the three ball a lot better recently, so love PJ Washington as a value play if you're looking for value at that power forward position. Moving on to center, Nikola Jokic is the clear-cut other best option on the slate. If you're not looking for Giannis, you're looking at Jokic. If you can, you could go get both of them, and you would just have to go a little bit more stars and scrubsy. But Nikola Jokic and Giannis have the highest ceiling on the slate. He is 11,000 Jokic, going against the 28th ranked defense Orlando and 26th against centers. Jokic had 55 fantasy points a game. His first game back, he had 55 last game. And against Orlando, he's averaging 56, 51, 67, and 49 his last three games against Orlando. So love him as well. Then coming in after them, we got Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns. Embiid just came back from COVID. Been playing very good. Had 68 and 42 his last two games. And Boston, they do have Al Horford, who is very good, a very good post defender. But I think Joel Embiid still does well. But Jokic is the top clear-cut person. Now, after him, I do like Karl-Anthony Towns a little bit better than Embiid for the salary of $8,800. Because Karl-Anthony Towns does have some of the high ceiling of Embiid. He's projecting a little bit lower today. But I like Karl-Anthony Towns as well, as if you're looking for a center. Probably the best value at center you're looking at if you're looking for a value. It's probably going to be Dwayne Dedmon of Miami. Without Bam, he's going to get a lot of playing time. So like him as a value play if you're looking for a value play at center position. Going to do a quick look. If you guys want the top simulation results I have, these are the top plays on the slate due to my simulation results and my simulation model. Jokic and Giannis are number 1 and 2. As far as the highest ceiling on the slate, Jimmy Butler's questionable when he's there. Then we got Luka. Right after Luka's probably top three or four top player on the slate. And then we got Embiid, LaMelo Ball, Bradley Beal, and Trae Young as some of the highest ceiling plays on the slate in my simulation models. Going to give you one quick player prop for you. I'm going to try getting into a lot more player prop videos and player props on the podcast, but just had not gotten to it, been so busy, didn't have just restate that surgery. So my favorite prop on the day, if you're playing on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is where I play mostly, and on DK, is going to be the over on Jokic 11.5. He had 15 his first game back, and I just do not see Orlando keeping him off the boards. I see him going for at least 13 or 14. The projections have him going for 14 or 15, and Jokic is going to dominate this game. So love the over on 11.5. He's a minus 132 on most sports books, and on FanDuel it'll be close to that as well if you're playing on FanDuel. My favorite bets, my money line picks for today, I like Atlanta to win. Atlanta's going to be my top play against Indiana. You get that. Atlanta's at minus 102. I also love Denver winning. Of course, Denver is minus 360 on the money line, but I would parlay together Denver and Atlanta in a two-leg parlay, and I would love both of those to win. Of course, you could also do single wagers, but definitely like Atlanta to win. And to, if you want to get those odds down for Denver in that money line minus 360, I don't know if I like that spread of minus 8, but I love Jokic in to do a double-double and win. On FanDuel Sportsbook, if you do that double-double win, that will definitely increase the odds here. Let me give you that quick, those quick odds. So, Nikola Jokic double-double and to win is a minus 210. I definitely like that. Or if you even wanted to, I know they also have Jokic's points for 25 in Denver to win. I love that as well for a play if you didn't want to go on that money line. So I would definitely parlay to get those together. A lot of the other games, I definitely like those two are my favorite, though. I like those way better than any of the other games. So I gave you my top plays for daily fantasy. Those are all the positions, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. And also gave you a quick player prop and my top bets for now. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap up this podcast on the Primetime Sports Fix Show and Podcast. All right, I think that's about going to do it on this episode of the Primetime Sports Fix Show. Gave you my NFL top takes, biggest things coming out of the NFL Week 12. And we also got into the top teams in the NBA, our Primetime Sports Fix top tiers, best teams in the NBA, and also gave you the top daily fantasy picks for December 1st, NBA main slate. Got into position by position, point guard, all the way through center. And gave you one player prop and my best bets for the day. So make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Make sure you follow us on the gram, Instagram at Primetime Sports Fix. Like us on facebook.com/PrimetimeSportsFix. And make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com, type in Primetime Sports Fix. And also, I did not mention, make sure you listen to us on all your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, and TuneIn. Anywhere listen to your favorite podcast, we are there for you. In your car, in your headphones, on your phone, we're there for you.
on the Primetime Sports Fix Show. And make sure you share this with your friend. Truly appreciate you guys. Gonna have a lot more content. Make sure you guys follow us on that Twitter at Primetime Sports Fix for all our updates. May have a lot more videos to come on YouTube and a whole lot more new stuff besides the podcast. So make sure you are staying tuned in to that Twitter, as that will be where all the updates will be. Truly appreciate you guys. We are going to be back on a regular podcast schedule until my next surgery for the dentist, going to be, I believe, the 10th. Until then, we are back on a normal schedule. So make sure you guys are staying locked in. And what we do on here is we like to satisfy your sports fix and satisfy your daily fantasy fix and satisfy your sports betting fix. I'm Royce Morgan. Appreciate you. I'm out of here. Good luck on the DFS and best tonight. I'm out. Deuces.